We will proceed with the next case, Cleveland Metro Bar Association versus Frank Gressley. Ms. Rubin.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court, my name is Karen Rubin. I represent Relator Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, and since I see that Mr. Gressley is with us this morning, I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal. Your Honors, we're here this morning on a motion to appear and show cause. Relator is requesting that the court revoke a six-month stay of Mr. Gressley's 2-year suspension of his license. Based on stipulated facts and a consent to discipline and a recommendation as to sanctions, the Board of Commissioners on Grievances and Discipline recommended that Mr. Gressley's license be suspended for 2 years, with 6 months of that suspension stayed on conditions. This court considered and adopted that recommendation in an order dated December 22, 2010. There were 3 conditions of the 6-month stay, which Mr. Gressley was to comply with by March 22, 2011. That was 90 days after the court's order. First, he was to make full restitution to all the affected clients. Second, he was to make a full accounting to the affected clients for fees paid to him. And third, he was to return to all the affected clients the files and materials that they were entitled to. Pursuant to the court's December 22nd order, the Bar Association appointed a monitor to ensure compliance with the conditions of the stay. The monitor twice sent correspondence to Mr. Gressley to secure his compliance with the conditions of the stay, and those attempts were ignored. Mr. Gressley has failed to comply with the conditions of the stay. He hasn't made any accounting to the affected clients. He has not made restitution to the affected clients. He hasn't returned files and other materials that the clients are entitled to. Mr. Gressley also failed to respond to Relator's motion to show cause. He also failed to comply with the court's order of June 6, 2011, that he respond to that motion. There were clients harmed here, Your Honors.
Counsel, how many clients are we talking about?
There are 7 clients. 2 of them are husband and wife.
What type of cases are these?
These are domestic relations cases and bankruptcy cases in which there was a pattern of misconduct that Mr. Gressley stipulated to, consisting of his taking retainers and not performing services.
And the parties are all represented by other counsel, I'm presuming, at this point?
Some of the matters, they had to continue on their own. Some of the matters, they apparently resolved on their own.
Do we know how much restitution is involved?
The stipulation of facts that Mr. Gressley entered into shows that 3 clients are owed approximately $3,426. The record also shows that 1 client received compensation of $935 from the client security fund, and the court's December 22nd order requires Mr. Gressley to reimburse the fund for any amounts that it pays out to clients injured by his conduct, and the record does not reflect that he has satisfied that requirement of the December 22nd order either.
Is there just a total lack of communication with the monitor? No response and no communication?
That's correct, Your Honor.
All right.
On this basis, Relator requests 2 things. First, that the stay be revoked and that Mr. Gressley serve the entire 2-year suspension. And second, that Mr. Gressley be ordered to pay all the costs and fees associated with this motion and with these proceedings, the amount to be shown by affidavit of Relator. I'd be pleased to answer any other questions that Your Honors have.
Thank you. Mr. Gressley.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice, fellow justices. When I entered into what happened in this matter is I entered into an agreed stipulation with the Cleveland Bar Association. It revolved around some issues I was dealing with my personal life at the time back in 2009. I ceased to take any additional clients when I became, had the personal issues. I reached into an agreed entry in 2010 with Mr. Hughes at the time and Mr. Bean. I did agree that, the files would be turned over, that restitution would be made to those that I actually owed funds to, which were not seven clients. It ended up only being three that I actually owe anything to, and one of them was paid by the client security fund. That is correct. The only thing that I had no idea was going to be ordered after the agreed entry that it would be 90 days to make this restitution, because at the time I didn't have an income coming in because I wasn't no longer practicing and I had to find income to help support me.
Are you working
son.
Now?
Now I'm working, making
what are you doing?
Like $10 an hour, but I'm working.
What are you doing?
I'm cooking right now.
Okay. Where are the files that belong to these seven clients?
The files I have, and I do.
Why have you not turned those over to the monitor? That seems to me that would be a rather easy thing to check off this list of three things to do.
Well, I mean, am I supposed to just turn the entire file over to the monitor or send them to clients not knowing where they live? That's the confusion
I have.
Well,
I think that a communication with the monitor, for the monitor to clarify that, would have been the way to go here.
Now, my question was, who is the monitor?
Well, he's the person or she's the person who's trying to be gotten in touch with
you. Because I've never received a phone call or anything.
You haven't gotten a letter? You haven't gotten a phone call from the Cleveland
Metro
Bar?
Have you looked at the file? Susanna Koch is her name.
Susanna Koch, okay. And then
did you change contact information?
I did have a P.O. box, and that's no longer there, but the court has always had my home address where to send things to.
All right, so your home address, the address we have on file here, is the place to contact you?
Correct.
All right, would you make sure that Ms. Rubin has that address?
Correct. I will before we leave today.
Okay, so you have no problem with turning over the files
to
the monitor?
That's correct. I have no issue with that.
Okay. What about an accounting, which means you're going to have to look through some of those files and come up with an accounting?
So I have that on computer, Your Honor. In certain ones of the cases, there are several cases. One case was resolved before the bankruptcy court. I did turn over the fees. This was made clear when I made the agreement that those fees were turned over by order of the bankruptcy court. That was already addressed prior to my going into the agreement.
Okay, without going through all seven,
right?
We don't need to do that. What I'm concerned with is that are you in the position to start making some restitution here?
I can start making payments.
That's what I mean.
I just can't pay it all at once
within
90 days.
Okay, so my concern here is that you got the order, you saw it was 90 days, and you shut down and you didn't cooperate here, which was why you're back here. That's the inappropriate response. If you would have communicated with the Metro Bar and worked out something here, which I'm sure could have been done, you wouldn't be before us and we wouldn't be having this hearing. So you're representing to this court now that you have no problem returning the files to the client, no problem with an accounting for what that's worth.
Correct.
And the only issue then is restitution, and you are in the position to make payments.
Some payments, correct.
Okay.
Do you intend to continue practicing law, sir?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
I do. Do you realize that you're likely going to have to make all this arrangement
before I can practice, correct?
And are you keeping up with your legal education?
Yes, I am.
All right. Anything further? All right. We will obviously confer. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Rubin.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just briefly. It seems incredible that Mr. Gressley does not know the identity of the monitor or of her efforts to communicate with him, since certified letters was signed for as sent to his address. So
that was his home address?
That on York Road, that's correct, or the York Road address. And Ms. Cook has not heard from him. No steps were taken to comply with the very simple things to do. Rather, the pattern of ignoring obligations, ignoring court orders, ignoring ethical precepts continued all the way. And I would submit to this court that this is not an appropriate case to stay the 6-month suspension in view of the flagrant disregard of the conditions of that stay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, we will take this matter under advisement and you'll be notified of our decision. Mr. Gressley, read your mail.